Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke and remind you and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the Anointing One, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God, we're going to continue our teaching on the subject, faith, our way of life. Once again, faith, our way of life. So if you have your Bibles, please open them up to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're going to read our foundational scriptures we have been using for this particular teaching. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7. And it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Once again, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." So this scripture is telling us that we should live our lives by faith and not by sight, or the things which are perceived by our senses. Amen. Scripture number 2, Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And it says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Once again, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we see faith comes by hearing. Now, this hearing can be negative or positive. That's why it tells us we have to hear by the word of God. Amen. And our final foundational scripture is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Again, that's Hebrews, chapter 11, verse number 6. And it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him." So we see that without faith, we cannot please our Heavenly Father. Now notice that scripture did not say without worship, without prayer, or without tithes and offering. No, it said without faith, it is impossible to please him. And God rewards those who diligently seek after him. Amen. So we see that faith is very important to us as Christians who call ourselves followers of Christ. Now, before we begin our teaching for today, let's review and go over our six principles of faith. And the word principle simply means elementary truths regarding faith. So let's look at some elementary truths regarding faith. Principle number one was, faith is a way of life. Once again, faith is a way of life. So please open your Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 1. Again, that's Romans chapter 1. And we're going to read verse number 17. And we're not going to read that whole verse. We're just going to read the last portion of that verse. And it says, "The just shall live by faith." Once again, "The just shall live by faith." And that word "just" simply means those that have been declared righteous shall live by faith. Amen. So we are given a mandate that we shall live our lives by faith. Amen. Principle number two. Your lifestyle or our lifestyle must be in agreement with God's word. Once again, our lifestyle shall be in agreement or should be in agreement with God's word. Please go to the book of Amos chapter 3. The book of Amos chapter 3, and we're going to read verse number 13. And it says, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" Can two walk together unless they are agreed? So can we as believers walk with God except we agree with him? We have to agree with the word of God in order for us, amen, to be in agreement with God's word. God cannot be saying one thing and I'll be believing another. No, I have to believe what God is saying, and I have to act and walk the same way God is acting and walking. My lifestyle must be in agreement with God's word. Amen. Principle number three. Faith continually grows. Faith continually grows in one's life. So please go with me, please, to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and we're going to look at verse number 13. Faith continually grows. Verse number 13, it says, "Watch, Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Once again, that verse tells us to watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be strong and be brave. So we ought to be brave and be strong in the faith. And once we do that, our faith will continually to grow strong in the things of God. Amen. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And let's look at verse number 7. And it says, but as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. So it says, but you abound in everything, in faith. So we are to abound in everything in faith. Amen. So our faith can continue to grow and to get strong in the things of God. Amen. And finally, go to the book of Acts, chapter 14. The book of Acts, chapter 14, please. And let's look at this. Acts 14, and we're going to read verse number 22. And it says, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith. To continue in the faith. So our faith needs to be continually strengthened. Amen. In the Word of God. Amen. All right. Principle number four. Principle number four was, God always honors His Word. Once again, God always honors His Word. So let's go to the book of Proverbs. Let's see here. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. And we're going to read verses 16 through 19. God always honors His Word. Verse 16, it says, Proverbs chapter 6, beginning with verse number 16. And it says, these things the Lord hates. Now, if the Lord hates them, we should hate them also, because we are followers of Christ. Amen. And then it goes on to say, yes, seven are an abomination to Him. An abomination. Now, that's the worst thing. An abomination. It says, number 17, a proud look, a lying tongue. God hates it. It's an abomination to Him. A lying tongue. And if God hates it, we should hate it also. And then it goes on to say, hands that shed innocent blood. Verse 18, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil. And verse number 19. Now, I don't know if I should read this, because once I read this, it's going to convict some of you. And then it says, a false witness who speaks lies. And then finally, and one who sows discord among the brothers. But 19, it says, a false witness who speaks lies. God hates that. He hates a lying tongue and a false witness who speaks lies. Because God honors His Word. Amen. He always honors His Word. And we should always honor our Word. We should never lie. Amen. And we should not be a witness to lying. Amen. Principle number five. Principle number five. Faith is not moved by the circumstances. Faith is not moved by the circumstances. Now, we do not deny the circumstances. We just don't allow them to rule our lives. Amen. We have victory already through the blood of Jesus Christ. So those circumstances, hey, they do not rule us. we rule them because we are more than a conqueror. Please go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. Proverbs, chapter 18. And we're going to read verse number 21. And it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. It says death and life, the two most extremes. It says are in the power of what? Our tongue. So what we say is very important. So when we speak to those circumstances, they have to do something because we're speaking faith to that situation. And faith is acting on what we believe. Amen. And it says all things are possible to him that believe. Amen. So we have to speak to those circumstances so we can let the word of God, we can allow the word of God to do what it has to do, because what? God's word is always honored by him. Amen. Now go to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. And let's look at verse number 37. And it says, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. He didn't say by your actions, he said by your words. So we have to be very, very careful what our words say. Because faith is not moved by the circumstances. Amen. It's moved by faith and what we say. Death and life are in the power of our tongues. Amen. And then finally, principle number 6 was, faith operates at various levels. Faith operates at various levels. Now we found out in the Word, in our prior teachings, that faith can come in different levels. Now we all have been given the same amount of faith. God did not give anyone any more faith than anybody else. But it's what we do with that amount is what counts. The Bible speaks of little faith. He speaks of strong faith. He speaks of great faith. He speaks of common faith. And he speaks of holy faith. So we have to understand faith can come at different levels. And that's why you have to study. Because as you study the Word of God, your faith level increases. Amen. So please, let's go back to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. And let's look at what the Word says about faith and the level of faith. Romans chapter 1, and we're going to read verse number 17. And it says, for in it, in what? The gospel. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So from faith to faith. So faith, your faith can go from one level of faith to the next level of faith, to the next level of faith, to the next level of faith. Faith operates at various levels. So my question is, which level are you? And are you satisfied at the level that you're at? Or do you want to be operating at the highest level, the most holy of faith? Amen. So I just wanted to review those principles of faith before we got into the teaching. Now, our last time together, we have to learn how to activate our faith. It is a process. So go with me, please, to the book of Luke, chapter 7. Luke, chapter 7. And we're going to look at some scriptures of how this particular lady activated her faith. Amen. And then if we see how she activated her faith, then that can be an example for us. Now, we know that our meaning of faith is acting on what you believe. So let's look at this particular event and let's grow from it. So Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse number 36, it says, Then one of the Pharisees asked him, Jesus, to eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner. So there was a woman that was in the city. She was a sinner. And then it says, when she knew that Jesus was at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. Now please underword the word brought, because the word brought, that is an action word. Amen. Remember, faith is acting on what you believe. Verse number 38. And stood at his feet behind him, behind Jesus, weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointing them with the fragrant oil. Now the words stood, weeping, wash, and wiped his feet, kissed his feet, and anointing them all shows action. They have something that they did. They are action words. Verse 39, it says, now when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, this man, Jesus, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him. For she is a sinner. Well, Jesus knew exactly who this woman was. They just didn't know he knew. Well, let's continue. So even the Pharisees perceived action by saying the woman who is touching him, and touching is action. So they perceived action. They even said she was a sinner. But see how Jesus responded to their accusations. Verse 40. It says, And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. So he said, teacher, say it. There is a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of these will love him more? Then Simon answered and said, I suppose the one who forgave more. And he said to him, you have rightly answered. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house, and you gave me no water for my feet. But she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to her, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is given, the same love little. Then he said to her, your sins are forgiven. So Jesus told the woman, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Now, Jesus said everything she did, he called it faith. Her weeping was faith. Her standing was faith. What she brought was faith. Her anointing the feet was faith. And her wiping the tears with her hair was faith. All of these are action words related. And Jesus called it faith. He called it faith. This woman did something. She acted on what she believed. And Jesus called it faith. Amen. So can you see that? I want you to see that. I hope you can see that. Jesus called it faith. Everything she did was action. Faith is action. So we have to understand that. Now, please go with me to the book of James, chapter 1. The book of James, chapter 1. And we're going to read verse number 22. And it says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." So we must be doers of the word. When you do something, that's action. Amen. You can believe all you want. But you know what? I'm just about out of time. But join us next week when we continue our teaching on faith, our way of life. But until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight."
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.